I'm at the airport in Fort Chip. It's 7:03 in the evening. The plane was just landed, one of them here. It's going to be loading up the 40 passengers, and they're going to be heading out at this point in time. There's also going to be a Hercules that's going to be landing here at 7:30, and that's going to take 121 people. Don't go to the community hall. We will notify you when we're going to get picked up. Do not panic. Go home and relax until you get picked up. Nobody will be left behind. We're going to do it in stages. So right now, Allison Bay will be the first stage. Then we move on towards the community. And Natalie would have to be the second one. And then from there, we move to Muskeg area. And RCMP will go be knocking on the doors. And then we will be telling you that there's a mandatory evacuation, that you have to leave. Take your vulnerables and make sure you have your IDs and everything that's required for you to leave when you need them. Do not panic. Like I said, we might not get everybody out tonight, but we will have everybody out in here by tomorrow that's going to be leaving. Remember that we need volunteer firefighters to help stay in the community. So if the fire comes to the community, that we will be able to help maintain the structural buildings and the community. And if you want to fight fire with the Alberta Forestry Fire, go to the Alberta Forestry Office and register yourself and tell them that you're not leaving Fort Chip and you want to stay and fight the fire, and they will put you to work probably. So all that, keep in mind that, you know, we are in evacuation mood here, and we will keep everybody updated. Remember, be patient with everybody. There's going to be a lot of frustrations going on. There is a lot of help out in Fort McMurray for the people of Fort Chip. They will have food there waiting, I hope, and water and stuff like that for where people are. We will make sure that we try to accommodate you as much as we can here. And by tomorrow evening or tomorrow afternoon or sometime in a couple of days, we should have everybody all safe and satisfied. And then we will know the situation about Fort Chip. I myself and Chief Billy Joe and the president of Kendrick Cardinal, we're not leaving Fort Chip until we know for sure that our community is safe and everything, and we will stay here as well.